Hey guys, this is what the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Live looks like. This is what we look like when we're recording the podcast.
We have faces for podcasts.
Yes, we have. Yes, so we are ready to podcast away. Happy New Year's Eve to everybody out there. You're live. We are building an audience for you. Oh, thank you, Facebook. Facebook is building an audience for us.
Facebook is the best.
I love you.
Facebook is so beautiful.
Oh my goodness. It says that there's like five people watching already. That's
are you
great.
Serious? No. What's up, everybody?
What's up there? There's Mike Contreras. Hey, Mike, Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Is it New Year's already over in the Philippines? Answer me back.
That's next week.
Stop it.
I think it's next week.
No. Maybe it is.
I don't think it is.
I'm drinking a Diet Fresca.
And don't let this fool you. In the Corona bottle, it's actually Corona.
All right. We're going to try to bleed the music through a little bit. If we'd make it too loud, the mic's feedback. So we're going to a little wee bit of...
Like that.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Ooh,
yeah. Check, check.
He's bad.
So you'll hear a little
That's
bit of that.
Too.
Happy New Year, man. It's good to see you. God bless you. Oh, there's Kathy. I haven't seen you in forever. What's up? Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We have a new theme song.
Oh, cool.
So this is like, this isn't the actual podcast yet. This is just like us talking.
We're getting set up.
We're getting set up. We have the music and everything in front of us on the screen. Maybe you guys can see. That's the screen. That's what it looks like. And this is us.
Hey, now.
All right, so we are ready to rock and roll. I'm wearing, I miss you too, sweetheart. I'm wearing my Jeff Fetterman Band shirt. So Jeff, if you're watching, here's a plug to the Jeff Fetterman Band. Love you. And, all right, man. Okay, you want to do this thing? Let's do it. We're going to hit the record button, and whatever happens, happens.
Happens.
Oh, I already messed it up.
Whatever doesn't happen, doesn't happen. Hey, whatever doesn't happen at Ludini's Rock and Roll Circus.
Okay, there we go. We should start at the beginning.
See.
All right, here we go. Hi, John. Okay, here we go.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the circus.
Welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, guys.
Hey,
Lou Lombardi, Kevin O'Connor. This is this is different doing with a live studio
feed.
Audience, live feed,
live studio audience,
live studio audience or live feed. You are with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Let me give a shout out to our sponsor. Real quick here. Hey, I'm sorry, guys, if the feed sounds a little hollow. We're trying to adjust things so that we've got a live audience tonight and we want them to be able to hear the music.
Yeah.
And if we do it, you know, we have to compromise a little bit on the audio here. But
Just a little bit.
Right, then. It's going to be all right. It's going to be bloody effing all
okay.
right.
Please don't fret.
Nobody panic. Panicking is not good.
No.
But our podcast is brought to you by the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Really?
It's brought to you by Positively Pittsburgh Live magazine, pplmag.com. It's Pittsburgh's first internet radio, TV network, online community, business magazine, business directory. It's a great place to check things out.
Yes.
There's tons of audio and video created by the members of the community where you can read articles and get coupons and Find out a lot of great information. Experts in a wide variety of fields, from cardiological health to how to write and publish your own book, to tax advice, Empress of Biz. There's tons of stuff there. But that is pplmag.com. If they get about a million unique visitors every month. So, they get about a million unique visitors every month. So it's a good place to, like, you know, if you want to get on there and start your own magazine page, you know, contact them, set it up. It's super easy to work with. Works with your RSS feed, and it just shows up there, and all from there it goes to all your sites. It's very cool. So, anyways, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Tonight, Kevin and I. Kevin, how you been, buddy?
I've been fine. Thanks for asking.
Oh. Is that all you have to say? Come on. We're live.
No, sir.
Entertain the people.
If you knew Louie like I knew Louie, God, I need a drink.
Okay, thank you.
Is it wrong to drink live on Facebook? Is that some...
We're going
to
find out now, aren't we?
We're going to get censured.
Censured?
Censured.
Centurion.
But what we do here is feature some really great music by a lot of rock and metal artists.
Sure.
That you just aren't hearing, even on satellite radio.
Right.
So, So that's what we do. That's what we do here. For those of you that aren't familiar, but tonight we're going to feature some cool bands, and we're going to review 2016. It was a rough year for music.
Yes,
we lost some very cool people, so we're going to talk about that. But we're going to try to keep it fun and light. And before I get too far into things, I want to go ahead and play a first band that we usually feature about three bands each time. Mm-hmm. So these bands are all, the music we're playing tonight is all music that was released this year in 2016, okay? And there's some of my favorite acts that we've had. I love the music that we play in here. So this was just, I just picked stuff because it's all good and we can't, like, play it all, you know? So anyways, this is the Blackstone Cherry released a record this year called Kentucky. And this is the track off the album called Way of the Future, Blackstone Cherry, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Recording our voices right now.
What's that?
We're not recording our voices right now.
Yeah.
But
we're
here,
so I'm visually entertaining them. You can't take me anywhere, folks.
Thank you. We should have done this on time ago.
Yes. So this is what we do while the songs are playing. We play air guitar, air bass.
Air drum, air bass, yeah.
Air bud? No.
We don't play air bud.
No. Just kidding. And we talk about important topics of life. What kind of hemorrhoid cream do you use, Lou?
Old Spice.
It is spicy.
It's a mixture of Old Spice and Tabasco sauce. It's a very exhilarating experience.
Yes, yeah, you forget all about the hemorrhoids. It's been a lot of fun doing the podcast with Lou because he exposed me to such good music, a lot of guitar-driven music, stuff that I wouldn't hear otherwise.
That's the point.
Exactly. So I'm so glad that he's getting this music out to you folks. You can hear the stuff. You know what? It's Tabasco sauce!
We got about a minute and a half before we put our headphones back on. Go back to work. This is where we can drink.
We drink.
That's why the only reason why I play songs.
Right, so we can drink. What are some of your favorite drinks? Let us know.
What are you drinking, Kathy? Mike, what are you drinking? Still on? I don't know who else is on. We're gonna record as long. We're gonna broadcast as long as we can. I don't know how much battery power I have, so I might kill the phone.
All right.
But if we go off the air, you'll just have to listen to this in a day or two.
All right.
Work up on Pittsburgh Kevin. Kathy's drinking cranberry with cranberry juice.
Cranberry? It's like schnozberries.
You gotta be up at 4 a.m. What? Okay, oh man, that I love that band so much.
They're nice boys too.
They are nice.
I can tell.
That's Blackstone Cherry. You can get a blackstonecherry.com. Easy to remember.
Another great band you have exposed me to.
Yes.
So.
They do get a little bit of play, but not, in my opinion, not nearly enough. The great band, Southern Metal, which is a genre that I just really discovered this year in 2016.
Well, there's one good thing. One good thing from 2016.
Yeah, was a good thing from 2016.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but anyways, let's talk a little bit about 2016.
Ugh.
Well, no. There was some good stuff.
First of all, good stuff.
Let's do a quick rundown. Like one of the sources I like to use for the podcast is Loudwire.
What? You don't like Loudwire? I just thought I thought it was funny.
And Loudwire is a good blog for like rock and metal. So we're gonna kind of just run through some of their top rock and metal albums.
Are we?
Yes.
Are we?
I guess
the site just crashed.
The site just crashed. So
we'll have to make stuff up.
Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do instead of that.
Yes. Don't worry. We got a backup.
We have a backup. As some of you guys know, I write, hey, Greg, what's up? What's up, Greg? Welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're doing something a little bit different tonight, guys. We are doing a live feed on Facebook. And
awesome.
We haven't done this. This is so new. So and this just gives me one more thing to try to concentrate on while I'm doing this.
Trying to pull everything up and keep me in check.
Yes, keep Kevin in check, especially.
Yeah.
He's completely out of control.
Just sometimes.
So.
My meds wore off about an hour ago.
An hour?
Oh,
jeez. About an hour ago. but let's go ahead and talk about this. As some of you guys know, I write for bluesrockreview.com. And let's just go ahead. We'll talk about their top 20 since I can't get Loudwire's site. Yeah, we'll come back to that later.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't think this is in any particular order. The cool thing about this is that I think about five or six of the artists that I reviewed actually made it into the year's top 20. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's cool.
But Jeff Beck, do you know Jeff Beck put out a record this year, Loud Hailer?
I did not know that.
They've got that. They've got the Stonecoats, Poor Boy Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Hughes, who I absolutely love. Glenn Hughes is... was briefly associated with Deep Purple. He was the lead singer for Black Country Communion.
Okay.
California Breed. He's like 70, but he's got this. He still sounds vicious. He's like absolutely amazing. But his record Resonate. Jeff Healey, Heal My Soul. This is a review I wrote. And that's a great record. Whatever they did. Whoever ended up mixing or whatever really gave it like a current sound, you know. So even though it's a record that he did, you know,
years ago,
before he passed away, obviously, it sounds very current. It's very good. And another artist that I reviewed, Jack Berry, who we're going to be playing, I think, next. His album, Mean Machine, that's a great record. Sari Shore, Force of Nature. Robert John and the Wreck. It's Robert John's album so far, I think that's the best album cover, right?
I wasn't going to say anything. Google it, folks.
Yeah, Google it. You'll love it. Gary Hoey, You guys remember, you know, Gary Hoey? He does a lot of Christmas instrumental records.
Oh, yeah, Gary Hoey. Okay.
Dustin Bones. Davy Knowles, mm-hmm. 3 miles from Avalon. Scotty Bratcher, that album. What a clever title, right? Ben Poole, this is another one I reviewed. Time Has Come. Ben is a relatively new artist. Good blues guitar player. Ty Curtis, Blame Me is another one. Check that out. Joe Bonamassa, Blues of Desperation. I love Joe. I had a funny dream about Joe. I dreamt that he died.
And that's not a dream. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about it on the podcast. It was mm-hmm. weird. Ansley Lister, Eyes Wide Open is also on the list. Stevie Nemo, Sky Won't Fall. Albany Down, it's another review I wrote. This is a really good record. I highly recommend get Albany Down's Outer Reach. It's a very cool record, and you guys will totally dig it. A lot of modern rock bands go for this like lo-fi kind of sound, which, by the way, I absolutely love. But Albany Down just throws that out, and they do like a big production. Yeah. So they kind of almost have like a sort of Bon Jovi, Journey-ish sort of production on their record. It's very cool, though. They're really good songwriting. Lead singer, the guitar player, absolutely killer. Devin Allman, Ride or Die, is on the list. Supersonic Blues Machine, West of Flushing, South of Frisco. This is like a super group with Lance Lopez and Kenny Aronoff and some other... And I'm forgetting the bass players. Grassi on bass. Very cool record. You want to check that out. West of Flushing, South of Frisco, Supersonic Blues Machine. Chase Walker Band, Not Quite Legal. Dan Padalinski, Introvertigo, is on the list. So that's... You can go to bluesrockreview.com and you can read my reviews and other people's reviews of these different records. And it'll open your eyes to some sounds you're probably not used to hearing. So, anywho's, it's... Now something else happened in 2016 that was not cool, like very, like, non-cool. Uncoolness was...
Most heinous.
was we lost a lot of people this year.
We did.
And so we're going to kind of run down the quick list in case you guys... And there are some people on here that I did not know passed away.
Right, yeah.
You know, that I liked and I just forgotten about or missed or whatever. But of course, on January 10th, right away in 2016, we lost David Bowie.
Yes.
And then, like, what, 7 days later, Glenn Frey. You know, and great singer-songwriter. Not really. I mean, they're more... Both those guys are kind of doing different stuff than we do here on the podcast, right. But still great. Paul Kantner. I did not know Paul Kantner died.
I didn't either.
Paul Kantner, the guitarist, founding member of the 60s psychedelic rock band Jefferson Airplane. I did not know. Maurice White.
Right.
Of Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is a band... You know, I think that Kevin and I both have pretty eclectic tastes. Mm-hmm. You know, we like a lot of different music. And Earth, Wind, and Fire is definitely a band I always love. Joey Feek. Joey Feek was one half of the country duo Joey and Rory, most famous for... George, we love you. We'll get to you later. They're most famous for competing on CMT's music competition show Can You Duet? Feek died at 40 of cervical cancer. It's sad, right? I lost my mom from breast cancer. She's very young, too. Keith Emerson...
I lost my last girlfriend to a bullet.
What?
I'm just kidding, folks. Lou's looking at me. All right, go ahead, Lou.
Okay, yeah. Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Amazing musician. Passed away at age 71 on March 11th. March 23rd, Fife Dog.
Rapper.
Yeah. Country legend Merle Haggard passed away April 6th. What can I say about Merle? You know, just amazing, you know. And the Prince, the man, I mean, one of the greatest rock, funk, soul, pop.
He can do it all, folks.
R&B, guitar, singer, songwriter, producer, produced other acts, wrote songs for other people, wrote songs for the Bangles and Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And so.
Wow.
On November 10th, we lost Leonard Cain. If you're from Pittsburgh, it's Leonard Cain.
Yeah, he's from Pittsburgh, it's Cain.
But great songwriter. And, of course, how many people have covered the song Hallelujah? Everybody thinks that Hallelujah is by...
Shrek.
By...
Shrek. It's not by Shrek.
It's not by Shrek.
Oh, what was the name? Buckley?
Yeah, but it's not. It's actually Leonard Cohen's song. Yeah. Leon Russell, the super muscle, who yes. I love, Leon
yes.
Russell.
Yes.
And Larry Norman introduced me to Leon Russell.
Exactly.
And that's how I got into Leon. It was through Larry Norman. But Sharon Jones, Stu told me, Sharon Jones died. I'm like, Sharon Jones didn't die. I thought he was lying to me. And Sharon's a great R&B singer.
Right.
And if you don't know Sharon's music, go check it out. It's very, throwback to old school R&B. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, just absolutely
so young, too. 60 years old is young.
Yeah. And speaking of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Greg Lake.
Greg Lake.
And prog rock singer and bassist died at 69 after a battle with cancer. Leaving Carl Palmer as the only surviving member of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on December 25th, George Michael, very sad.
Very sad.
I loved his song Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
I actually loved all his songs. I was like, it was funny because Kevin and I were both Van Halen guys, in the 80s and stuff like Rush and stuff like that. But I think a lot of those people, I know I did, secretly loved Wham. How could you not love?
How could you not? It's
super
so
fun,
bouncy,
catchy,
and fun.
So, rest in peace. And I have to throw a shout out. Not a musician. Keep going. We're telling your friends to join your video. Okay. Thank you, Facebook. we have to say Carrie Fisher, even though she's not a musician. I mean, Carrie Fisher was one of the most important people to me growing up. That was the first Star Wars was the first movie where I had to know who all the actors were, and I knew who Mark Hamill was, and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, and I learned about the more minor not minor characters, but actors whose faces you didn't see, like Dave Prowse,
right,
Anthony Daniels,
Kenny Baker.
And
yeah.
Who was Chewbacca?
Wow. Why did my mind just go blank? I know that guy's name.
Who played Chewbacca?
Everybody.
Somebody tell me.
Come on now.
Peter Mayhew.
There you go.
But anyways, we lost Carrie, and then her mom died, a couple
the next
of,
day.
The next day.
The very next day.
Sad.
Within hours.
Yeah. And Ron and Lori's relationship.
A little inside joke.
They're never going to see this, so don't sweat.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey now. Anyways, guys, so that's
Godspeed to all of our all of our musicians that influenced us growing up, and some that influenced us recently. Upon hearing their passing, you go and look up some of their stuff, and thank God for the internet, because now you can actually go and find old things, and you're like, wow, that was a really good group, that was a really good artist. Godspeed to all of you, and thank you for the music.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so speaking of music, let's go ahead and check out another band. This is another band that came out with a record this year, and we went to this concert.
We went to see these guys.
Yeah, went to see
these guys.
Guys
kicked
and
behind.
These guys are from Pittsburgh, our home base. So those of you that don't know, the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is based in Pittsburgh.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go! We have to do that anytime we mention Pittsburgh.
No, we don't.
It's contractual.
Contraceptible.
It's contraceptible.
It's contraceptible. Yes.
We have to sing the Steeler fight song.
So we are walking contraceptions. Anyways,
look at us. You don't want to get pregnant.
This is a great band from the Pittsburgh area. And those of you out there who don't know this band, we're gonna play them for you. But this is another record that came out this year. The Loner by Gene the Werewolf. Gene the Werewolf is just a great rock band. Just every track on all three of their records are super catchy. You find yourself singing along almost immediately. So check this out. This is The Loner by Gene the Werewolf on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You know I left her the other day in frustration. And I told her that she just don't understand. permission to give her cheating heart to another man. Well, she told me she would travel across the nation.
We're going to order some pizza in a little while.
We're going to order some pizza in a little while. Because we want to keep you guys up to date.
We want to jump in with some bits for Kevin after the song. Okay.
I mean, seriously, listen to this. At the show, after the first chorus, everybody was singing.
Yeah.
It's got that really cool hook, you know? Said, we're from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh people have a very distinctive accent. So I started doing a character called Pittsburgh Kevin, which we're going to do a little bit of on the podcast. I don't really have anything prepared, but sometimes that's the best kind of
Pittsburgh Kevin and see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
It's a little impromptu tonight. We're celebrating New Year's Eve.
Right.
And having a good time and playing some great music.
And we're getting pizza.
We've got a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
That's like an eternity in music years.
Yes, it is.
Refresh this to see what it'll work.
Is it behind the scenes fun?
Yeah.
Tell me, if I knew we were doing this, I'd have all kind of stuff for you guys. Oh. I'm trying to pull up
some sound effects.
Some sound effects. Oh, geez. Some sound effects.
I know we got it.
Okay. I'm very professional here.
All right,
oh, that's
The Loner by Gene Zevedouf.
Why are we French?
I don't know. It's an American Werewolf in London, not in France.
That's right.
No, I'm really confused. But you're going to go to genethewerewolf.squarespace.com.
Yeah.
And check them out. Check them out. They're playing. They're doing a lot of great stuff. And wish them a happy new year.
If you're in the area, please see them live. They put on a great show.
Yeah, it's a really good concert. It's a great concert. Right. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We met some cool people. That I was down at Club Cafe. Kind of an intimate crowd, but still rocking. It was very, very cool.
Yes, very much.
So let's go ahead, and we have a special guest with us tonight.
Oh, boy.
We've got Pittsburgh Kevin, and Pittsburgh Kevin wanted to stop by and wish us a happy new year. Pittsburgh Kevin.
There you are. Come on in.
Oh,
hey,
my.
Hey, Lou. Long time no see, Lou. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good, Nat. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Lou. Listen, hey, Lou.
Yes. What?
Hey, Lou, you know me, right?
I know you, right? So
I'm an inventor.
What did you invent?
I take adversity, and I make something good out of it.
Okay?
No, get out
check
of town.
This out. You know, sometimes I got trouble with employment, right?
You?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Well, that's just crazy talk, Pittsburgh, Kevin.
I know it's crazy, but anyway, says anyway, I got a job as pizza delivery dude down in Southside. You know?
Down in Southside.
Down Southside, Pittsburgh. Okay. And so, listen, it was one of them snowy nights, and so I get the pizza, right? So I get it, put it in the car. You know, I got my green Tempo. And says, anyway, I'm driving up the slopes of the Southside. For you guys ain't from Pittsburgh, we got lots of hills around here and stuff, you know?
Yeah, so I go hills and stuff.
Yeah, lots of them, you know what I'm saying?
I miss hills. Hills was one of my favorite departments.
Remember that store?
Remember Snack Bar?
Yeah, you could get the hot dog and the slushy.
And the pretzel with the funky, like, cheese that came hills out of the machine.
Hey, hills is where the toys is.
Yeah.
Remember that? I do remember Hills.
That's right.
Hey, look, what was I talking about?
Hey, Jocelyn, you remember Hills? You're remember, probably too young.
Yeah, oh.
Jocelyn is this amazing woman that I met a
we're
while back.
We're looking at people on Facebook. And that's so why we're like throwing out names.
Hi, Jocelyn. But Pittsburgh Kevin, so tell me about what happened to you?
Oh, so as I go up the slopes to Southside, right? And, sorry, I'm spitting in the microphone. Sorry, Lou. Anyway, so as I get out the car, right? Guess what?
What?
There's lots of ice.
Really? Imagine that in Pittsburgh. There's
guess
ice.
What happens to me?
What happened? You slip, fall?
I slipped and fell. Then guess what happens?
I fall and then I can't get up.
Yeah, well, I could get up, Lou, because I'm, you know, viral. But anyway, says Lou.
Are you viral?
I was viral and viral. But anyway, Lou, guess what falls out of the box?
Oh, no.
The pizza.
Just, oh, okay.
The pizza falls out of the box.
I thought you were going to say something else. Okay.
No, that's different.
So what did you do with the pizza?
Lou, I got delivery's pizza within 30 minutes or it's free, right? Says, I pick up the pizza, put it back in the box. Okay, walk up to the door. Ding dong. And the guy comes to the door. He's like, hey, my pizza. I say, hey, guy, sir. And he opens up. He's like, what the heck is this? He sounded just like that, Lou. I say, sir, it's our new offering. You know how you got like iced coffee in that? Iced tea? This is iced pizza. Guess what, Lou? He loves it. It's on the menu now.
Well, it's on the menu. Iced pizza.
Iced pizza, Lou.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pittsburgh
Kevin.
Hey,
thanks for having me over, everybody. See you later. Bye.
Oh, God. Pittsburgh Kevin.
Pittsburgh Kevin, everybody.
One more time for 2016. You're listening to, you're with Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. The website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Please go to supportindierock.com and help us out on our Patreon. And if you like the kind of music, the great heavy rock that you're not really hearing anywhere else, you want to check it out? Why not? It's New Year's Eve. Let's talk about what happened this day
in music!
Let's, we're going to blow up our notes a bit because it's a little small.
Because I'm old and I can't be saying all those little tiny letters,
I know. But, but this is a regular feature that we do here on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're going to go ahead and, where's my thing?
Where's the size?
Font size.
Right.
We brought the font up.
I can read that from across the room, can I then?
Okay, guys, on this day in 1961, the Beach Boys, Surfing USA. We're not allowed to play the songs anymore because when we play the songs, people get pissy and they like ban us from YouTube and stuff like that.
Thanks, Trump!
So in 1961, Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name when they appeared at Long Beach Civic Auditorium, California.
Oh.
And we'll skip that and let's talk about this, Kev.
Oh, there you go. Whoops. Thanks for highlighting it because, you know, I'm old. So, 1963, on this date, as Lou scrolls through the screen.
I'm helping you out. I'm putting it up the screen.
Who
takes it up the screen?
What? Stu. Anyway, so 1963, the Kinks made their live debut when they played at the Lotus House Restaurant in London. That would be interesting, don't you think? Right, I like some fish and chips. Oh, could you tell me?
You realize their first live debut was a New Year's Eve show. Because it's
how about that?
Right, awesome. 1966, The Monkees. Hey, we're the Monkees. Started 7 week run at number one with their U.S. singles charts with the Neil Diamond song,
I'm a Believer. There you go.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Bert Burns. Tell them about Bert.
Well, my old buddy Bert. I don't think Ernie's going to tell you this. American songwriter and producer Bert Burns died of heart failure, age 38, on this day, 1967. He wrote many classic songs, including Twist and Shout, Hang on Sloopy, Here Comes the Night, I Want Candy, and Brown Eyed Girl.
He wrote Brown Eyed Girl? Wow, I did not know that. In 1973, Australian band AC/DC made their live debut when they appeared at the Checkers Bar in Sydney. Okay. It's a little bit of an obscure, like, this day in music, you know. AC/DC's first gig at a bar. But it's apparently some big, you know, big New Year's Eve party. Since we lost David this year, let's go ahead and give him a little David Bowie.
So, this date, 1979, New Year's Eve, David Bowie performed an acoustic version of Space Oddity on the UK TV Kenny Everett New Year's show. Bowie was also seen on the Dick Clark TV show in the U.S. on this date on his Salute to the 70s.
1984. Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen crashed his Corvette Stingray on A57 South Sheffield. Allen lost his left arm in the accident. Allen was on his way to New Year's Eve party at his family's home when a Jaguar. If you're from Jaguar. England, it's Jaguar. The driver had been egging Allen on and would not allow him to pass. In his rage to pass the driver, he did not see a turn up ahead and lost control of his car. He was thrown from the car with his left arm severed due to the seatbelt not being properly fastened.
Where are your seatbelts?
I know.
Folks.
I know, but like he was thrown. Yeah. And that's all that really happened because he's still the drummer for Def Leppard.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Awesome. Awesome.
And there's there's a lot of depressing news. I'm sorry, guys.
Day.
We try to keep it positive here, but go ahead, tell them about
1985, Ricky Nelson was killed along with six others when his chartered light aircraft crashed in Texas. It's rumored It's rumored that freebasing cocaine caused an onboard explosion. Yeah, drugs kill. Nelson had played himself on his parents' TV U.S. His U.S. TV Adventures of Ozzy and
Harriet.
I was going to say Sharon, but it's Harriet.
Sharon!
Wow, kids. Don't freebase on a chartered aircraft.
In 1991, Ted Nugent, donated 200 pounds of venison to a Salvation Army soup kitchen in Detroit with the message, I kill it.
You
grill it.
Nice.
I have no problem with. I've said this before on the podcast. I don't agree with most rock and rollers' politics. That does not interfere with me loving their music.
Still love their music.
Yeah, I still love their freaking music. So I don't care. Right. So you people out there, I can't believe he talked to me, Ted Nugent. You know what? That's what I say to that. Let's skip that one. Let's talk about. Oh my goodness, these are all depressing.
They're all depressing ones. Let's find a happy one. What is it with all
there we go, stuff? Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Tell them about 2005 John Lennon.
All right. 2005, the John Lennon song Imagine was voted the nation's favorite song a quarter of a century after his death. A UK radio station conducted the poll of 7,000 listeners. The Beatles were voted into second and third place with Hey Jude and Let It Be.
Let it be, let it be.
You sing so nicely.
Let it be, baby, my so friend. This is Dean Martin singing Let It Be. Let it be. And I'm Jerry Lewis. Oh, Gene. Thank you, sir. Oh, okay. George Michael, rest in peace, on this day in 2006, was paid a reported £1.5 million for an hour's concert at a Russian billionaire's New Year's Eve party. The unnamed businessman paid for Michael to entertain his 300 guests on his private estate 20 miles outside of Moscow. Michael had just finished the British leg of his 25 tour, which included a free concert for nurses in London.
Right, I'd like to give the nurses in London a free concert too, if you know what I mean. You know, me and my bedpans, you know.
This is a little interesting. You guys, you classic rock buffs out there, music aficionados, music history buffs, tell them about this, guys. This is interesting.
Well, in 2012, on this date, a draft of a letter John Lennon wrote to Eric Clapton on September 29th, 1971, asking him to collaborate on a musical project sold for $35,000 at an auction. A piece of paper. Still in pristine condition, the ladder was originally estimated... Is that what it says? It's ladder. They're talking about the proposal.
Okay,
it was originally estimated to fetch somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000. Well, they got $35,000.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
And let me tell you this funny. Let me tell everybody this funny story. Lou and I visited the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame years ago, and they had a Beatles exhibit, and they had the original handwritten notes to. It was a song. Oh, it's one of my favorite songs. I can't think of it now. And
thanks, Trump.
But I had this great idea on the way home. I told Lou we should stop, get a piece of notebook paper, write out the lyrics to a Beatles song, and then crimple it up, spill coffee on it, just, and then bring it home and tell his friend Stu that we stole it just for him. We should have done it. That would have been so funny. We should have done it.
Now, you know, we were reviewing, you know, the passings of 2016. On this day in 2015, American singer-songwriter Natalie Cole died at age 65 due to congestive heart failure. The daughter of Nat King Cole, she had the 1989 UK number 2 single Miss You Like Crazy. Miss You Like Crazy. I remember that song.
Yeah.
And the hits Impressible, Our Love, 90, she re-recorded the standards by her father, resulting in her biggest success. She did this cool thing with... where they kind of edited together her father. Unforgettable. That sold over 7 million copies. Yeah. Also won Cole numerous Grammy Awards. So, great musician. A little bit outside, pretty far outside the genre that we feature here. Just a little bit. But speaking of great music, let's do our birthday shout outs while we're doing all this stuff.
Born on this day! I don't think that's what we do.
But this guy, go ahead, Kevin. This is one of my personal favorite guitar players. I think he's completely underrated, but go ahead.
All right, 1942, born on this day, Andy Summers, guitarist for The Police.
Steve Angert is on, yeah! Steve's the man who...
he is the man.
He gave birth to Mike Angert from... we didn't give birth to him, but he's the father of Mike from...
Oh, awesome! Greetings!
Highway 4.
So, and thank you, sir, for Steve, your contribution to rock and roll.
Steve is a very important person in rock and roll.
Yes, indeed.
Born on this day, Henry John Duschendorf.
Who is that really? What is his real name?
His real name, his stage name is John Denver.
I like Duschendorf so born much on this better. Day. He should have left it Duschendorf. And come out in Lederhosen and sing the songs. No?
This is why I can't get any work done. Tell them about Burton Cummings.
I don't know anything about Burton Cummings. On this day, 1947, Burton Cummings from the Guess Who, and he also had solo work, was born.
Author, I believe, of American Woman. 1948, born on this day, U.S. singer-songwriter, Queen of Disco. Oh, and I tell you what, man, I thought this woman was so freaking sexy, man. Donna Summer.
Yes.
Hot Stuff. Do you remember MacArthur Park?
Yeah,
she had a lot of great stuff. So she was born on this day in 1948. She passed away on May 17th, 2012. Yeah, yeah. Born on this day. Tell them about this guy. This is a good rock and roller, dude.
So on this day, 1951, born on this day, Tom Hamilton, bass player for Aerosmith. You know him. You love him. You can't live without him. Such hits as Love in an Elevator from the album Bomb. Get a Grip, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. All those great songs from Aerosmith. Boom.
Born on this day, Paul Westerberg, guitarist, vocals for The Replacements. Pleased to Meet Me is on the list of albums we're going to feature in 2017. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Scott Ian of Anthrax was born on this day in 19... they have a great song called I Am the Man, you know it? It's a very cool song. We should play it sometime. Song. And is anybody else we want to talk
about? Wait a minute. 1970. Hold on. Shut the front door
and the back door. And the side doors and all the porch doors. And close
one
the windows.
The greatest artist of the world was born on this day in 1972. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. Woo!
I can one-up you.
Okay.
Born on this day in 1977, South Korean singer, songwriter, rapper, dancer, record producer, and television personality PSY, who had the 2012 internationally hit single Gangnam Style.
The Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
You beat me there.
And one more. Born on this day, Bob Breyer, drummer for Chemical Romance.
Oh, there you go.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, that audience, guys.
That is it for this day in music. Yes. And birthday shout-outs.
Let's rock and roll.
And we were talking about albums that came out this year, and this is one that I reviewed, Mean Machine by Jack Berry. This is the track Kiss Like Jack Berry.
Yeah.
The Houdini Rock and Roll Circus.
What?
And it's New Year's Eve.
We are off. Okay.
We're almost done.
All right, we're almost done, folks. I hope we're keeping you folks entertained.
We're trying.
We're trying.
We've never done this sort of live thing before.
Right.
Mike, what's up, brother? We're rocking out. We're rocking hard tonight.
We are live.
What are you doing? Are you gigging? What are you guys doing tonight? We're recording a podcast. It's just us talking isn't going on the recording. This is Jack Berry. You should get this. It's called Kiss Like. His album's called Mean Machine. Jack Berry. We'll give the website when we do the recording, when we turn the recording back on for the podcast. Jack Berry. Just like Chuck Berry, but Jack Berry.
It's his cousin, Jack. Look at how good we play air guitar.
Yeah, he's good. He's really cool. Check out my go to bluesrockreview.com and check out my review. I wrote a review for him this week. I interviewed him too. I forgot I interviewed Jack as well.
Did you rip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we gotta put our headphones back on here in a second, so. Go back to work. We're almost done. Okay, that is Jack Berry.
That was a nice song.
And you can check out Jack. Where's my note? Where I'm on? Where's this confounded notes?
Pull them up.
Pull up my notes here. Jack Berry, jackberrymusic.com. And just that's easy to remember. So to go to jackberrymusic.com, Mike, and check it out. Simple
easy,
stuff.
Peasy.
Simple stuff. Well, we have whittled away yet another podcast. Oh, by the way, this is a cool band. If you like the music we play in the background, I want you to go to my Napster channel. It's my Napster playlist is called Lou Lombardi's Strange Love, Hard and Heavy Blues, Bass, Rock, Metal, Southern Metal, and Heavy Groove. And this is a band called the Robot Lords of Tokyo. Check them out for a second. Robot Lords of Tokyo, and they're not from Japan. They're actually like from like Youngstown or something.
That's crazy talk.
But anyway, so you listen to Houdini Rock and Roll Circus. Houdini Rock and Roll Circus .com is the website. If you love this hard and heavy rock indie rock that you're not really hearing anyplace else, you want to support us at supportindierock.com. Well, thank you so much for all the people, Kathy, Jocelyn, Mike, Steve, all the people that got on tonight, Greg, everybody that came in and hung out with us on the video version. You got to see the behind stuff, behind the scenes stuff, and listen to the music.
The behind stuff.
The behind stuff. Now sit down. Don't. Sit the F down. See, you put a camera in front of this guy, he totally
things happen.
Things you don't want to see, my friends. Anyways, so Lou Dini, rockandrollcircus.com. One more shout out to our sponsor. We'd like to. I want to give a special thanks to my longtime friend, who's mentored, Joanne Quinn Smith.
Can I do it?
From Positively Pittsburgh Live.
I want to do it.
Do it.
I want to give her kisses.
And if it wasn't for Joanne, you would not be hearing a podcast. She's the one that really encouraged me. Yes. To do a podcast, so thank her very much. But she's the owner and operator of Positively Pittsburgh Live magazine. That is pplmag.com. So thank you, Joanne Quinn Smith of Positively Pittsburgh Live. You guys are great. You bring us a lot of listeners, and we really appreciate it. You guys have been listening to Lou Dini, rockandrollcircus.com, and we're going to get the heck out of here. Any parting thoughts or parting shots before
I'm not going to give any parting shots. No, just I hope the new year brings everybody much happiness and blessings and all that good stuff, and lots more rock and roll.
Yes, we're all about the heavy, hard and heavy groove-based rock and roll, so you want to check it out. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Feel free to leave comments here on the YouTube feed, and if there's artists that you know about that are indie heavy rock, rock metal, groove metal, let us know, because we'd love to feature them. Aw, thanks, Kathy. And let us know about them, and we'll do our best to get them on the podcast. We're going to leave you with a band that, they're not a new band, but they're new to me. I just discovered, called the Blues Pills. We're just going to let this play out. Guys, thanks so much for listening, and we will catch you in the new year. That is Lou Dini, rockandrollcircus.com. Everybody have a happy freaking new year, and we will see you guys in 2017.
See ya!
It wasn't exactly a clean ending, but... Hey, Sean! We're finishing up. Thanks for checking it out, man. This is how... You were asking me how to do a podcast. This is it. Happy New Year, buddy. What are you doing? Are you at home? Oh, you're probably at home. We're gonna hang around to the end of the song, right? Then we gotta get more drinks.
Yeah, we're almost done. You know, if you go to our our premiere section, you can watch us eat pizza. It's only $50.
Yeah. Oh, nice. What's the weather like down here? You guys have nice weather? We're not gonna get big, fellas. I'm gonna call somebody else. I did not like the pizza last time. Last couple times we got pizza from them, it sucked.
Sucked. If you get sucky pizza, do not order from that people again.
Well, I mean, usually they get good food.
Little life lesson from Lou Dini himself.
I was just. Right now we're around 51 minutes, yeah.
Cool, I think it was fun because we got to talk to
I think that was kind of cool. That added another dimension to it. We'll do that from now on.
There you go. broadcasting.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't have to say the name. Don't say the person's name.
I'm going to say the patient's name. Holy cow, I worked in the medical field for so long.
Are you dancing?
Yeah, I was dancing.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks for hanging
out. Almost fell onto you.
We're going to roll out.
Oh, catch
me. Happy New Year.
Catch me, Lou. Catch me.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks.